What do you call something that a baby lies in when you want to take the baby for a ride? It has a hood over it, four wheels and a handle.
Carriage.
Okay.
Baby carriage.
And if you had a baby in a baby carriage, you might say you were going to what the baby?
Cool. Push the baby.
Okay, fine. If somebody cuts diagonally across a field instead of going around it, you might say he went how across the field? What across the field?
Crosswise.
Okay. Now, would you ever use an expression like catty cornered or kitty cornered?
Yes, ma'am.
And that would be if he was...
Yes, sir.
Well, how would you say it? Would you say catty cornered?
Catty cornered.
Catty cornered. Okay.
I don't know how you spell it.
Well, now...
But I've heard that expression, catty cornered, crosswise, crossways.
Have you ever heard Annie Godlin?
No, ma'am.
Yanny Whistlin?
No, ma'am.
Well, now, if you were talking about a piece of furniture that was sort of set out from a corner of the wall, would you... I mean, something that wasn't flush against the wall, but sat out a little bit diagonally to the wall. Would you call that catty-cornered, too, or would you use it in that situation?
Well, yes, sir. Anything that it wouldn't be... sitting square with the house, you'd refer to it as sitting crosswise or catty-cornered.
Okay.
It's where those expressions come from is beyond me.
Well, that's fine. Now, let's see, there was two questions I wanted to come back to, and then that's all. There was one that I marked that we were going to come back to. Do you remember what it was?
Get out of the way. She's got it there.
I do not.
You didn't?
I'd left to find it, so maybe Burns could help me out.
Oh, here it is. The thing that you turn on a barrel when you want to let the liquid in.
Faucet. Yeah, that's, you know, the thing that you boil the hole in the barrel, and you push it in there. I don't remember it being a faucet. I just can't think
of it.
Was
it a tap?
No, ma'am, I don't remember it being a tap.
Mama.
What?
Patty, come in a minute.
I'm going to show you one. I had one back here. I can't put my hand on it right
now. Oh, yeah, it sure did. Listen, you want to hear what your voice sounds like? Tell me what your name is.
Emily Hardy.
And tell me how old you are.
I'm 2.
Do you know a song you can sing for me, Daddy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sing me a song. What are you going to sing?
Sing Jesus Loved Me.
What's that? That come off.
It sure did. Can't you sing Jesus Loved Me?
Mm-hmm.
You can sing it.
Kinda.
You just don't want to sing it, do you?
I wish you'd sing it for me, Hattie. I'd love to hear you sing it.
You sang it the other day.
Sing Jesus Loved Me and I'll give you a cookie.
Now that's pretty good incentive. How about it, Heidi?
Can't you sing Jesus Love Me and get a cookie?
Uh-huh.
You can.
That's
good.
Well,
sing it just a little bit. Look at him. Sing it just a little bit,
yeah?
Sing it, Papa, just a little bit. Oh, you can.
No, ma'am. She's not going to sing. She'll be up.
Yeah, there was just one other thing.
All right,
ma'am. And that was the thing that you put the firewood in. Could you think of that? Do you know that one, Ms.? An X-shaped thing that you put firewood in to saw it?
What?
Oh, what's this?
Yes.
You know, when you'd be sawing with a cross-cut saw and you'd lay the log up in the forks of the plank,
mm-hmm.
I can't think of what it was called.
I
can't think
of
saving my life.
Well, that's okay.
I don't know what he called.
That's one name you'll have to go where you deep step without.